Sustainability reporting is made possible in part with support from Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
The push to ban single-use plastics is paying off for a company in Gilbert. From KJZZ's Business Desk, Christina Estes reports.
When two Intel engineers founded Footprint 5 years ago, they focused on designing and making paper bowls, trays, and cups. And then this YouTube video caught fire.
Is it a freaking straw?
That's marine conservation biologist Christine Figener in 2015 recording her colleague pulling a plastic straw out of a sea turtle's nose.
I'm so sorry, baby.
As the video racked up views, Footprint's Jeff Bassett said companies asked them for an alternative. Last fall, they started making paper straws and just announced a deal with an East Coast grocery chain.
Our ultimate goal is to be able to produce 27 million paper straws a day.
Last year, a study of ocean debris between California and Hawaii found large plastic pieces made up 90%. Figener is working with Footprint to eliminate single-use plastics. She says every river leads to an ocean.
So that means you might have disposed of your plastic, you know, responsibly. It went onto the landfill, but then the next storm, the next hurricane, the next flood might have just transported it into the river, and then from there it went into the ocean.
Some consumers have complained about paper straws not holding up well. Footprint says its straws can last over several days. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.